So, reading from the 10th canto, chapter 10, verse 26 to 29. So, we're doing verse 29, translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki. Translation. O Lord Krishna, Lord Krishna, your opulent mysticism is inconceivable. You are the supreme original person, the cause of all causes, immediate and remote. And you are beyond this material creation. Learned Brahmanas know on the basis of Vedic statements, Sarvam Khalam Idam Brahma, that you are everything. Jai Shri Radha Gokulananda ki jai, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ki jai, Shri Gornithai ki jai. You are everything, and then that this cosmic manifestation in its gross and subtle aspects is your form. The two demigods, Nalakubera and Manigriva, because of their continuing memory, could understand the supremacy of Krishna by the grace of Narada. Now they admitted that we should be delivered by the blessings of Narad Muni was all your plan. Therefore, you are the supreme mystic. Everything, past, present, future, is known to you. Your plan was made so nicely that although we wanted to stay here as twin Arjuna trees, you have appeared as a small boy just to deliver us. That was all your inconceivable arrangement, because you are the supreme person. You can do anything. So, here, you know, it starts with Krishna in verse 25. he says that just because Narad Muni wants the deliverance of these two demigods, therefore I will do it. Verse 25, Krishna says, although the two young men are the sons of very rich Kuvera, I have nothing to do with them. Krishna is saying, I have nothing to do with them. Devarshi Narada is my very dear and affectionate devotee. Therefore, because he wanted me to come face to face with these two personalities, I must do this for their deliverance. So Krishna is saying this in verse 25. Sorry, I'm going back a little bit, just to give a little bit of context. And having thus spoken, Krishna entered between the two trees, verse 26, and thus the mortar, which he was bound, turned crosswise and stuck between them. Then by dragging behind him with great force the wooden mortar tied to his belly, the boy Krishna uprooted the two trees. By great strength, the Supreme Person, the two trees and their trunks and leaves trembled severely and fell to the ground with a great crash. And then Prabhupada writes in the purport that this is Damodar Leela. Krishna said, and this is why Krishna's name became Damodar. And then it says, thereafter the two Arjuna trees had fallen, the two great personalities who appeared like fire personified. Hear this, fire personified, such beautiful personalities. Effulgence of their beauty illuminating all directions, with bowed heads they offer obeisances to Sri Krishna, with folded hands they spoke the following words. The two demigods came out as fiery personalities, it says here.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatta Desha Tarine Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhayate Girim Yat Kripa Samaham Vande Shri Guru Dina Tarinam. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This particular lecture, these verses, I found a class in 2013 by His Grace Jagannath Prabhu from Bombay, Brahmachari. So many of the points here may be just repetitions from his class. Just want to give him a little bit of... this is my first Bhagavatam class anywhere in the world, so I seek blessings of senior devotees. They're all here and I'm speaking, so
Please forgive me, I will make mistakes. I am Indian, I speak fast. So please forgive me. So again, I seek blessings of senior devotees. And of course, all devotees. God knows who's senior. Krishna knows. So, the first point, you know, Prabhupada says he's called Damodar. So, what is in a name, they say, huh? For us, everything is in a name, isn't it? you heard this phrase? What is in a name? What is in a name? For us, everything is in the name. What does Prabhupada say? 99% spiritual progress is what? Chanting what? The holy name. So this is interesting, isn't it? In the material world, they say, what is in a name? We are completely opposite. We say everything is in the name. And if you can, have you seen this nice video, Srila Prabhupada? He's speaking and he's saying, we've got so many books, Prabhupada, in this video. Nice video. You know, he says, we've got so many books to convince you of the Krishna consciousness. However, if you're convinced about Krishna consciousness and you're chanting to 24 hours, then you don't need, you know, convincing. So this is the fact that everything is in the name. And Prabhupada is saying, if you can chant 24 hours, wonderful. So, for devotees, everything is in the name. First point. The second point, if you think about it, in the wonderful song, Damodar song, the rope is glorified, the wooden mortar is glorified. So, if you see, anything that comes into contact with Sri Krishna is glorified. Anything that comes into contact. How many of us, you know, think about rope, you know, in our daily life? Almost none of us, right? I mean, rope is just, you know, mortar nobody uses nowadays. At least I have not seen, you know, I'm from Bombay, I've not seen mortars. But let's say, you know, think about ropes. The rope is glorified because it is related to Krishna. Rope is nothing. I mean, you can get, you know, rope for almost nothing, isn't it? Then Rath Yatra. Rath Yatra, what is our connection to Krishna in the Rath Yatra? Do we go up the Rath? Do we meet Krishna on the Rath? What is our connection in Rath Yatra? It is the rope. So if you think about it, something so ordinary as a rope, when it is connected to Krishna, becomes important. So this is the next point. The first point is, you know, the name. The second is, anything connected to Krishna becomes famous, becomes glorified, and becomes glorified forever. The mortar and the rope is glorified for ever and ever. Second point. So, you know, Mother Yashoda bound Krishna, Mother Yashoda bound Krishna, and the same bound Krishna is liberating Nalakobira and Manigriva. If you think about this, it's such an interesting point that Mother Yashoda thinks that she can bind Krishna, and the opposite of bondage is what? The opposite of bondage is liberation. So here, you know, Nalakobira and Manigriva are liberated by a bound personality. Let's say I'm completely bound, and if I tell you, don't worry, I will liberate you, will you believe me? If I'm completely bound and I say, don't worry, I will liberate you, will you believe me? So this is Krishna. Krishna can do opposite things. When he's bound, he can liberate. When he's bound, he can liberate. If you say this to somebody, they don't. I mean, it's, mentally doesn't make sense. So this is Krishna. And he mentions in the Gita, Krishna mentions in the Gita, what is that? Was Janma Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yo Veti Tatvata Tyaktva Deham Punarjanma Naiti Mameti Sorjana. So Krishna's pastimes, Krishna himself in the Gita is saying they are transcendental. Krishna's pastimes are transcendental. Rope. So how are the gunas? What are the three gunas? What are the three gunas? Sattva, Rajas, and Tamas. So the three gunas are compared to what? The ropes. In the material world, also, rope is a cause for bondage. If you think, you know, there is a small boy and there is a massive bullock, bull, and there's a cart. The small boy, just by pulling what? The rope, can move this big bull in any direction. Is it not true? Have you seen in India, you know, there's even small boys, you know, they're, you know, moving massive bulls. So we may be as big as bulls. However, the ropes of the three gunas will move us, will move us in any direction. And what the three gunas, of course, being the mode of ignorance, passion, and goodness. Goodness is good. Goodness is good. But even in the mode of goodness, let's say we don't lie, and Krishna asks us to lie, or not lie, but, you know, say something which is semi-lie. If we are bound by the mode of goodness, we may not even accept Krishna. So yes, mode of goodness is good, but we will always act within the three modes. Nobody in this world who's bound, meaning who's not liberated, will act anything other than his three modes. Anything other, no one is free. No one is free. You may be a big wrestler, but the tongue, you know, if you're attached to some nice food, you know, the tongue will pull you in any direction. So it doesn't matter how much strength you have. The three modes, or we have, not you, we have, the three modes will pull us in any direction. So how do we get over this bondage? This Leela shows us the supreme bound person can make us free. Only the supreme bound person can make us free. Make sense? A little bit? So as we said, you know, that Krishna is not bound by the three modes. Krishna is not bound by the three modes. So how is Mother Yashoda able to bind Krishna? How is Mother Yashoda able to bind Krishna? What is that? Through her? Love. Thank you. So this is the key. This is the key. Mother Yashoda is able to bind Krishna with love. Krishna doesn't need anything from us. The only thing that we have, that we can offer, is our free will. And love Krishna. That's it. There's nothing else that we can say or we can do or we can offer. That will bind Krishna. Nothing else. So there is this nice verse from Lord Brahma's prayers. Nice verse. See if you remember, you can repeat. The verse goes like this. Preman jana churita bhakti vilochanena santaha sadaiva ritayeshu vilokayanti. Then it goes, yam shama sundaram achinta guna sarupam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. So prem anjana. So what is anjana? Anjana is what? They apply on the eyes, ladies, you know, they apply, or even men, you know, used to apply. Nowadays, if I would apply anjana, it would not be, you know. So but I remember when I was small, my mother forced anjana onto my eyes, and I was like, well, it burns, no, but then it feels nice, but hey. So, Yes. No, when I was small, she would every day apply that, and, you know, then do this. Anyway, so Prem Anjana. So the Anjana of anointed with love. Prem Anjana. So Krishna is only controlled by love. And great devotees are able to access that love. Great devotees are able to access that love. Srila Prabhupada, in the poems before he reaches America, is so clear. He has no misunderstanding. Prabhupada, what does he say? Putali, I don't remember the whole verse, but in English, basically he's saying that, make me dance as a puppet, O Lord. Make me dance as a puppet. So it is, many other devotees tried. It is not that in the West, people did not try to preach? Why did Prabhupada succeed? Of course, Prabhupada is a great personality, but if you see his humility, you know, he's accessing Krishna to the fullest. In that poem, it is very clear. Bhaktivedanta name khub dharo. He says, you've given me this name. Now name sarthak karo. Now you make it, you know, you've given me this name. Now you make it possible. So what is different? Prabhupada, two things, in my opinion, you know, but correct me. In my opinion, there's two things that distinguishes Prabhupada. Prabhupada does not judge anybody. Nobody. You know, everybody is a soul. And Prabhupada doesn't judge anybody at all. And secondly, you know, he thinks he is the servant of everybody. What does he say to the disciples? You have been sent to me by my Guru Maharaj for me to serve you. Please understand, this is unique. Guru means, you know, Guru is supposed to take service. He's saying, I want to give you service. If you see the old videos again, you can see how amazing the devotees were. You know, have you seen old videos of Srila Prabhupada in 22nd Avenue like this? One devotee is saying he's almost reached the level of gopi, you know. The other devotee, so very funny, you know, I mean, to us it is, but you know, for them, you know, it was like, oh, they're hearing from Prabhupada. And then anything, Prabhupada is waiting in the line. I heard this from authentic devotees. Prabhupada is waiting in the line to go to that one toilet. Can you imagine a guru doing that? I mean, this is something unique. I mean, in Gaudiya history, in any history, Narottam Das Thakur is cleaning the place where his guru is passing daily. He's cleaning this place. We know the story. So this is the history. And here Prabhupada is waiting in line. It is so unique that till the point that Prabhupada was asked that, can somebody help you? Prabhupada didn't even, he was cooking, he was cleaning, he was doing everything. So if you see, Prabhupada is unique in history, and he has no misunderstanding. And this is why Prabhupada is accessing the full mercy of Krishna at all points in time. I'm not saying this is the only reason, but what I'm saying is, if you see the history, it is unique, and nobody else is like Srila Prabhupada. And Premanjana, of course, you know, he's full with love, full with love. So Prabhupada says that Arjuna trees were cursed for around 100 celestial years. 100 celestial years. And one day, 100 years, celestial, one day is equal to 6 months of our time. So if you think, if you have demigod consciousness, I'll repeat, if you have demigod consciousness and you are stuck in a tree for such a long time on earth, so 6 months of our time, which means they were on earth's time, and you have the full consciousness of a tree, how frustrating it would be. how frustrating it would be. If you were a tree for 100 celestial years, one day is equal to 6 months of earth time, and you are on earth. Too much time. Too much time. So please understand, how much purification did they go through, these trees, these demigods, to see Krishna? How much purification they went through. And Mahaprabhu makes it so simple in Kali Yuga. Just chant Hare Krishna. Prabhupada makes it so simple. Chant Hare Krishna, follow four regulatory principles, don't offend anybody, go back to Godhead in one lifetime. Tell any yogi, you know, go to India and tell any yogi, you can go back to Godhead in one lifetime. Nobody's going to believe you. Impossible. Impossible. One lifetime, impossible. However, we know from Prabhupada's Leela, you know, not only is it possible, it is promised. Not only is it possible, it is promised. So we are very lucky in that. If you think about it, we are born in this time and place. Not that lucky. How many of us would want to go back to 1965, 1970 and serve Srila Prabhupada? Help him. How many? All of us. All of us. So maybe not that lucky. We just, you know. Of course, Prabhupada is always there. Prabhupada is always there. But all I'm saying is, we are so lucky. These demigods had to go through so much. 100 years standing as a tree. Prabhupada is not asking us that. Prabhupada is saying, just follow, you know, four regulative principles. Don't offend anybody, important. And go back to Godhead. Unique. What austerity is, if you think, and of course Narad Muni is the personality who helped them in this endeavor. And Narad Muni always, if you see the history, our history, Narad Muni is always helping everybody in the endeavor to see Krishna. How did he help Dhruva Maharaj? What did Narad Muni do to Dhruva Maharaj? He gave them, Yes, exactly. And he gave the mantra, Om Namah Bhagavate Vasudevaya, and then Dhruva was given that mantra, and Dhruva perfected his life and saw the Lord. Then who else did Narad Muni help? Prahlad Maharaj, another example. How did he help Prahlad Maharaj? By instructing him when he was in the womb. And of course, also later, but instructed him in the womb. Who else did Narad Muni help? I mean, famous, of course, he's helping everybody. Mrigadhari the hunter. Then Mrigadhari was not even stepping on even ants. Very, very unique. Who else did Narad Muni help? Sons of Daksha. Valmiki Muni. Yeah, Valmiki Muni, you say? Yes, Valmiki Muni. So please understand, Narad Muni is in the same business as Srila Prabhupada. Sending people back to Godhead. If you see. But if you are so negative, then you may be helped in this way. Stand as trees. It's also help, ultimately, as we see in this verse today. It's also help. So Narad Muni is constantly helping and sending people back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada is doing the same. So, you know, if you see, so the next point that I was saying is that on this thinking about is that any mercy of a pure personality is good. Here it was, if you think about it, materially, it is not so good, 100 years standing as trees. But any mercy given by pure personality is good. Prabhupada's chastisement is good. Srila Prabhupada's chastisement is good. And Srila Prabhupada's love is good. It's absolute. It is absolute. And throughout history, we see this. Mahaprabhu, I've got an excerpt from one of the lectures. But Mahaprabhu, he became calm after the Jagai Madai pastime. So imagine the time when Nitai's head has been cracked, blood is flowing down. Mahaprabhu has just come with the chakra and he's saying, chakra, 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 you know, and it's like Narsingadev, and these two personalities, Jagai and Madai, are very afraid now, very, very afraid. So Mahaprabhu becomes calm when Nitai says, Jagai, help me. So I'll just read a small excerpt from a lecture from one of our gurus. Then Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, in a voice full of divine wrath, said, for the offense done to my devotee today, you will die. This he is saying to Jagai and Madai. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, with such love and kindness, held the arm of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So Nitai, imagine this, Nitai is, it's a wild scene. A lot of Chaitanya Charitamrita is all wild scenes. Mahaprakash Leela, wild scenes. So here what has happened is, second time, Nityananda Prabhu has tried to ask them to chant. This is the second time. One time they already ran away. So Nitai's head is cracked. Mahaprabhu is there and he's about to kill. And Nityananda Prabhu holds the arm. He said, please, my Lord, do not hurt them. This is Guru. Nityananda Prabhu is Guru. He says, please, my Lord, do not hurt them. He said, actually, my Lord, what really happened is Madai went to hit me. Madai went to hit me. But Jagai was so kind that he stopped him. But accidentally, the pot fell on my head by accident. This is Guru. Please understand, this is the mercy of Guru. He's saying this in full. Nityananda Prabhu is not making this up. It's a important thing that he speaks there, because otherwise Mahaprabhu is about to, you know, kill them. He says, Madai went to hit me, but Jagai was so kind that he stopped him. Accidentally, the pot fell on my head. It doesn't even hurt. In all honesty, Nitai is saying, it doesn't even hurt. It doesn't even hurt. I promise you, my Lord, it doesn't even hurt the slightest. Again, second time. It doesn't even hurt the slightest. There's no problem. There's no problem. Look, I'm smiling. Look, I'm smiling, Nitai is saying. This is Guru. Please be kind to them. Do not injure them. Show them your love and mercy. Same, you know. Krishna didn't want to give mercy to these two personalities. But because Narad Muni said, gave mercy. Do you think, you know, born in Kali Yuga, you know, Krishna wants to give us mercy? You know, it is only due to Prabhupada. I mean, frankly, openly, you know, there's no other reason that we are getting mercy. There's no other reason. No past birth, no other things. We are all, Prabhupada had to make it clear to us that I have made your good fortune. And let us make sure that we understand this. It is only Srila Prabhupada who has made our good fortune. In this age of Kali, born in Kali Yuga, there is nothing to be proud of. Nothing. Cow slaughter going on every day. You know, we are not able to stop anything. No Kshatriyas, no Vaishyas, you know, no Brahmanas, forget it. Maybe there are some pure people somewhere, but not us. So our good fortune is made by Srila Prabhupada. Very clear. Very, very clear. Let us not have any doubts there. There is no doubt. And it is due to this love that Prabhupada is praying for us, and we are sitting here. And then, you know, let us not judge people outside. See, this is the other thing that, you know, once we become Krishna conscious 20 years now, you know, we say, oh, this person is fallen, that person is fallen. Do you know how people are suffering in the world due to these three modes? I work in an office. I can say for sure that I can see the three modes in action in me and in others. And people are suffering. People are suffering. Our only aim in life is that let me bring these suffering people to the feet of Srila Prabhupada. That's all. That's all. That's all. That is all that, you know, I think the moment is about. You know, just bring people to the feet of Srila Prabhupada. That's all. There's nothing else to do. And please understand, the Lord always listens to his devotees. The Lord always listens to his devotees. Mother Sachi, do you think Krishna doesn't want to live in Vrindavan? Where else would he live? Where else would Radharani live? But when he comes as Lord Chaitanya, Mother Sachi, the first time he meets Mother Sachi, he says, Mother Sachi, if you want me to give up sannas, I will give up sannas. Please understand this love that is going on. Please understand this immense love that is going on. Mother Sachi is saying in response that if you give up sannas, what will people think of you, my dear Mahaprabhu, my dear son? So it is not that Mother Sachi, for her own enjoyment, wants to keep Krishna for herself. Wants to keep Mahaprabhu. He says, no, what will people say? You know, what will, please live. Oh, my only request is please live in Jagannath Puri. Jagannath is also Krishna. And Mahaprabhu agrees. Can you imagine not living in Vrindavan for Krishna is amazingly, you know, unthinkable. Unthinkable. And Mahaprabhu did want to go to Vrindavan. And how many times was he tricked? Nityananda Prabhu breaks the wild scene again, you know, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Nityananda Prabhu, what did he do to the stick of Mahaprabhu? He broke it into three. if you see, it is amazing. You know, it is amazing. And how much and Mahaprabhu is afraid of Jagannanda Pandit. Is afraid Jagannanda Pandit. And you know, so this is all based on love. Please understand. Only access we have, as I said, is through Srila Prabhupada. But it is all love based. It is not gyan based. It is not how many verses you know. Do you think the animals who got liberated knew so many verses? Do you think Jatayu was full of, you know, verses? Do you think Jambavan was full of verses? You know, it is all based on love. Pure love, of course. You know, it's all based on love. Is it not, you know, otherwise, you know, what's the point? So it is love through Srila Prabhupada, of course, you know. So other point, the trees were broken. If there was a mortar, you know, as you see, a mortar is made of also wood, you know, and there are two big trees. It is mentioned that the trees were touching the sky. The next point, the trees were touching the sky, and they were massive Arjuna trees. What should have broken? Logically, using logic, what should have broken? The rope or the mortar? It makes sense, isn't it? Does it make sense that trees broke? It doesn't make sense. But See, this is the power of Krishna. This is the power of Krishna. That if Krishna is there, definitely victory is assured in the Gita. The last verse, last few verses. Tatha Shri Vijaya, you know, like this. So even in the war, Kurukshetra, because on the other side, think who is there. Bhishma, Drona, Kripa. You know, these are all Karna. These are all amazing personalities. These are all amazing personalities. But Krishna decides that Arjun should win. Krishna is on the side of Arjun. What happens? Who wins? The Pandavas. So, victory is guaranteed when you're on the side of Sri Krishna. And of course, for us, victory is guaranteed when we are with Prabhupada. How many of us directly know Krishna? Most of us don't. Most of us don't. Let's be truthful. But we do know Srila Prabhupada. We have his videos. We have his lectures. We have. So we can be connected to Krishna and do what Prabhupada wants. And that way, you know, we are connected to the parampara. Giriraj, another example. Giriraj. There Indra is putting what? Massive thunderbolts. Giriraj. And Krishna is lifting Giriraj. And what is happening? Giriraj is feeling like it's like flowers. You know, he's in ecstasy. So Indra. And what kind of clouds were they? They were destruction clouds. Samvartaka, it is said. Am I right? Samvartaka clouds. So Giriraj is feeling ecstasy. Being hit by these massive clouds of rain. So please understand. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gokulanand ki jai. Shri Sitaram Lakshman Anuman ki jai. Shri Gornithai ki jai. So please understand the story of that mouse and the tiger. The guru gave mercy to the mouse. The mouse became the cat. Then the cat became dog. And then the dog becomes the lion. And the lion wants to then eat up the same guru who has given him mercy. Let us not be like that. Let us not be like that. Let us always have gratitude in our heart for Srila Prabhupada and for the great personalities. Always. Always. Otherwise, Puna Mushtika Bhava, you know, that you might again become the mouse that you were. We don't have qualities. It is Prabhupada. If he allows us, or if we allow him to act through us, then we are somebody. Otherwise, we are nobody. Prabhupada's favorite example was this rod in fire. The rod in fire. It is because the rod is in fire that rod has same qualities as fire. So, otherwise, we are insignificant. Thakur Haridas, you know, this is a great example, what I heard, you know, in the lecture yesterday. In his last Leela, when he's about to leave the world, so Thakur Haridas wants to leave the world before Mahaprabhu, and he says to Mahaprabhu, please let me leave, you know, while you are on the planet, because I will not be able to bear, you know, if you leave. And then Mahaprabhu says, really genuinely, Mahaprabhu says, you know, my dear Haridas, Mahaprabhu is coming every day. We know this, right? Mahaprabhu is coming every day to give prasad of Lord Jagannath and to meet Haridas Thakur. Like this, every day he's coming. So Mahaprabhu is saying, Haridas, you are saying that you want to leave, but who will I associate with? You know, don't you think? Who will I associate with? And the answer is amazing. You know, answer is amazing. What he says is something strong. You know, he says, Lord, do not create an illusion. Lord, my dear Lord, do not create an illusion. You know, I am too small a devotee. You have unlimited devotees and you have unlimited pastimes. You do not need me. I need you. So please understand. Please understand that we need Krishna. We need Krishna. Krishna has unlimited devotees. I'll say a true story. One of my friends, we were in a yatra. We were just coming back from a yatra in a train. So me, my friend, whom I respected a lot, he was senior to me, and a brahmachari was sitting. And the brahmachari was a scholar, senior devotee. So my friend asked him a genuine question. He said, Prabhuji, when I dance in the kirtan, true story, I remember this clearly. When I dance in the kirtan, I think I see Krishna also dancing. You know, when he's dancing, he thinks that he sees Krishna also dancing. This is true in India. You know, you find all these, mental, people, right? In one night, they have realization of Krishna like this. Yeah. So, or one day. So the brahmachari just looked at him in his eyes. He said, Krishna is eternally enjoying with his devotees. And you cannot disturb him. And then, of course, he repeated the line of Thakur Bhaktivinod. Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He says, do not try to see Krishna. Try to serve Krishna in such a way that Krishna may want to see you. And please, we have this wealth, right? We have this wealth of Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. We just read the translation, of Premanjana Charita that comes from Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So in one of the yatras, one of my friends told me that there was this Babaji was sitting and Radharath Maharaj was giving a class and Radharath Maharaj was saying that, do not try to see Krishna. Try to serve Krishna in such a way that Krishna may want to see you. You know, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says this. And this Babaji, he went into ecstasy. He said, wow, what a statement. Where does this come from? You're so happy. And we have this wealth. And we don't even know about this wealth. Or don't even recollect this wealth. This is the wealth of our acharyas. They don't want to see Krishna. They don't want to see Krishna. They want to serve Krishna in such a way Krishna may want to see them. So Mahaprabhu's Leela, Haridas Thakur, coming back to the Leela, he says, don't create this illusion. I am too small a devotee. You've got so many devotees, you do not need me. Don't say this. So Krishna can empower anybody, but that is Krishna's glory. You may be a big personality, speaking Bhagavatam, speaking Gita, remembering things, but that is Krishna's glory, because Krishna has given you the intelligence. Or anything. You may be a great cook, but it is Krishna's glory. Why? Because Krishna has given you the ability to cook. It's not our glory. Whatever good we may be good at. So at all points, we have to establish that we have to have a connection with Sri Krishna and his devotees. At all points. If we think that we can go back to Godhead without having any connection to Krishna's devotees, is not good. It's not good. So this is a small excerpt of a small lecture by Srila Prabhupada in Vrindavan, September 17th, 1975, on the Bhagavatam 6th canto, 2nd chapter, 14th verse. Hear carefully, this is Srila Prabhupada speaking. Even though I am boring, but this is Prabhupada's words, so I'm trying to repeat. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. In your country, the Europeans and Americans say 10 years before the beginning of this movement, you did not know Krishna. Any one of you. So Prabhupada is saying, you did not know Krishna. That is a fact. How are you now mad after Sri Krishna? It is simply by association. So, association is so important thing. Prabhupada's English. Association is so important thing. You boys and girls in your country, you were living so luxuriously. Why have you left everything and now... They were in Vrindavan. Please understand. This is in Vrindavan. Why have you left everything and you are after a beggar sannyasi? So Prabhupada is talking about himself. I am a beggar sannyasi. Tridandi bhikshu. It is association. The association is strong. Therefore, Narottam Das Thakur says, Tandera charana sevi bhakta sane vas janame janame mora ei abhilash. Srila Prabhupada again. Let me engage myself in the service of the Goswamis, the associate with the devotees. I do not want anything. Janame janame mora ei abhilash. Thakur Bhaktivinod said that kita janma hau jatatuva das. This association, let me become a worm, not a devotee, even a worm. Kita means a worm. Kita means a worm, an insignificant worm. So, going on, Prabhupada. Better to remain as an ant with the association of devotees than to become a Brahma without any devotee association. This is in the song. become a Brahma without any devotee. Oh, Prabhupada quotes, become any devotee, Brahma without any devotees association. Brahma janme nahi mora ash, bahir mukha Brahma janme nahi mora ash, kita janma hau jatatu adas. This is Thakur Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So some way or other, we are propagating this Krishna consciousness, International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Why? Why are we establishing so many centers? Just to give the people in general the chance of association. It is a very important thing. Sangat Sanjayate Kama. So Prabhupada is saying that it's better to be an ant, of course, quoting Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, or a worm in the association of a devotee, than to not be with devotees. And he says, this is why we have established the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. That's the only reason, so that we can all associate. Last point, I think 8:30 should end, isn't it? So last point, we've got 5 minutes. The last point was that pride. See, why did these great personalities, definitely greater than us, the demigods, why did they have to take birth at trees? Pride. This is one thing that Krishna does not tolerate. So at least externally, Krishna leaves the gopis when there is a shadow of some pride. Of course, there are various internal reasons. It's true, right? We read the Bhagavatam, Krishna leaves the gopis at one point. The next point is, in the Ras Leela, not everybody is allowed. Few personalities, like Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva, no ego. He's allowed. He's allowed in Ras Leela. You've been to Vrindavan, you've been to the Rasasthali. Have you seen the small plaque, you know, where there is a gopi who's got a beautiful, head, beautiful gopi dress, and, you know, covered in the head. And there's a small snake coming out from here. You know, so the first time I saw it, I said, what is this? You know, they said, oh, this is Shiva, this is Gopeshwar. So Shivji is allowed because he has no ego. But many great personalities were not allowed in the Ras Leela. Why? Because no pride. Krishna doesn't allow. And the last pastime. So Ramanujacharya, when he was on the planet, in a certain village, I'll quickly say this, in a certain village, he had two disciples. One was a rich disciple and one was a not so really poor disciple. So he said, we will all, as his yatra was going, he said, we will all go to take prasad as one of these person's houses. So he sent two disciples to go to the rich person's house and the poor person's house. So when he sent to the rich person's house, the rich person immediately started to run around and you know, make arrangements for the devotees. But he forgot to even give an asana or a sitting place to the two devotees who had come to inform him. And when the two devotees went to the poor person's house, even though the poor person had nothing, you know, they made nice place for them to sit. See, this is how you welcome guests. At least a little bit of water, a little bit of good talk. So that's what they did. So Ramanujacharya asked, you went to the two places. What happened? So they said, both of them are very excited. No, exactly. Tell me what of them. No, they're very excited. Both of them, you know, where should we go? He said, what happened? Tell me, you know. So they said, you know, one place, you know, the devotee is so excited that he couldn't even, you know, look at us later, you know, because he was so excited. So be careful of excitement, you know, because if you're too excited, you may forget serving the devotees. And then Ramanujacharya set an example. He said, okay, then we'll go to the poor person's house. We'll go to the poor person's house. So, of course, the rich person also understood and, you know, served later. But be careful, you know, be careful, because pride, even a shadow of pride causes, Krishna doesn't like, Prabhupada doesn't like. Bhakti Tirtha Swami Maharaj, you know, was saying, right, he was the best book distributor, right, and Prabhupada even cried when he met Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj. But Bhakti Maharaj himself, you know, in one of the lectures, he says, next day or the day after, he went to see Prabhupada, was ignoring him. Now, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, who is Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj? You know, for us, you know, he's everything, isn't it? You know, for those of us who have seen him dance, seen him speak, you know, Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj is everything. So he's just saying how Prabhupada taught that even if there's a shadow of something that is pride, you know, then everything is taken away. So it's nearly 8:30. I would like to end the lecture unless there is some corrections or questions or